some money on the wrong horse. I just had nowhere else to go. Rather closing down the bookstore, end up putting up a condo. We're gonna watch this whole thing blow. And I left here all my life.
No offense to you all, but I could just listen to that all morning.
Mm.
That was good. Jesse Malin, I'm told. Yeah. I did not know. I was told.
Carnegie Malin and the orchestra. Nice.
Carnegie Malin and the orchestra. Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable panel for this first day of April. Happy April Fool's Day. We'll get all of our jokes and hilarity out of the way early. All right. Maybe it's already out of the way.
Rosemary already gave you the side look. All right. It's very early.
Noted.
Yeah.
It's very nice to have you aboard. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Roundtable at WAMC.org. WAMC's Alan Chartok is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's not me. It's my brother, Lewis.
Yes. Okay. That would be a great joke, wouldn't it? That would be a great joke. identical twin fun. SUNY Albany journalism professor and investigative reporter Rosemary Armeo is in the house. Good morning.
Good morning.
And WAMC's Ray Graff and basis for the Jesse Malin band.
Yeah. Well, it's not me. It's Alan's brother, Lewis.
Actually, as Ray said, it was the Carnegie Malin band.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very nice to have you here, and thank you very much for joining us. Now, if you would like to be a part of the conversation, all you have to do is write to us, roundtable at WAMC.org, roundtable at WAMC.org. You can also comment on our webpage, WAMC.org/roundtable, today's post 4/1/15, otherwise known as April 1st, 2015. Let us go to the topics at large today, and we begin with a topic that we've been talking about for the past several days, and that is the legislation in Indiana. But wait, not to be outdone, Arkansas comes in and says, all right, we're going to pass our version of a bill described by proponents as a religious freedom law, even as Indiana's political leaders struggle to gain control over a growing backlash that has led to calls to boycott the state because of criticism that its law could be a vehicle for discrimination against gay couples. So Arkansas says, why should they have all the fun? Let's do it, too.
Yep.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Is there anything other than non-essential travel to Indiana?
That's a really good point.
Okay.
I heard Governor Cuomo yesterday talk about, if we ran the story yesterday afternoon here, that the governor said that all non-essential travel, that travel that would not impede the operation of the state of New York, was going to be canceled to the state of Indiana. Now, I do not know how much goes on in Indiana that is responsible. No. But
I've been there.
But is it? But is that?
But was it essential? That's the question.
Yes. It was not essential.
It was a paid speech, and I told them they had to pick me up at the airport, and they sent a stretch limousine to get me. That's all I remember. And they told me that the last people who had been in that limousine were the Indiana Pacers.
All of them, the entire team.
Isn't that interesting? I'll be darned. Isn't that interesting?
Clowns getting out of a Volkswagen.
And we're off the rails again. April Fools!
So, but the point being is that what is going on in the, normally, in other words, did they have to cancel anything, really?
Could I just intervene here for a moment and say,
it was a very nice limo. Yes?
Yeah, it was. No, now you got me off track again. Now, no, when they don't pay the legislators, you know, they have this law that until the budget passes, the legislators don't get paid. But when the when the budget does get passed, fooled you, the legislators get all the money back. So are you following?
Yes.
So tell me that there isn't a bank alive that won't give a legislator a loan for the time that, you know, the time that they're waiting. Now, the reason I'm raising this, because I see the perplexed look on all
of
your
faces. Yeah, I thought
we
were talking about Indiana. Now
we're
on New York budget.
We are, okay, and here it comes. Ready?
Ready.
I read in the paper yesterday that the governor forbade non-essential travel to Indiana, except he also said that the real stinker is here, that it would not be, they would not get their money back from their travel until, you know, this whole thing was resolved. So in other words, if you want to do a travel and you must go, you won't get your money for the travel until Oli Oli income free, as we used to say in Ring-a-Livio.
So, in other words, it's going to make you classify the trip as not necessary and you won't have to go. It probably is symbolic, but I think it's a good move. I wish more states would do
it. A lot of them did. He was not the first, by the way, by no means.
I think he did the right thing in this case. We had a gay attorney who is a listener send us a really thoughtful letter yesterday.
Yes.
And it made me go and read a whole bunch in Atlantic Magazine. He's concerned that we're giving the wrong impression that what's happening in Indiana is the same that has happened in 20 other states that have religious freedom laws. And that now Arkansas is jumping on the wagon. And he rightly points out, although I think we have said it, he says not, that what makes us different is that whole Citizen United Holly Lobby thing that's happening with the Supreme Court that is giving religious rights to companies. So for now, because of the Supreme Court ruling, you have a law like this, and a gay couple that comes into a hotel or into a bakery for a wedding cake or whatever the examples we've been using, suddenly there's a legal standing for them to be discriminated against. Unless Governor Pence of Indiana can deliver on his pressured promise to come up with a fix that would outlaw discrimination. And I would assume that Arkansas would have to do this. But as I said all along, this is going to end up in the Supreme Court, these laws.
But the point still is that while there may be differences in these bills, I suspect the motivation for them came from the same place.
It flipped, and I know we talked about this, and the attorney again pointed out to us the laws were originally intended to stop government from hurting people who wanted to practice their
peyote.
Peyote was what started it, exactly.
Yeah.
And there is a federal law, and the Supreme Court ruled, no, this federal law doesn't apply to the states, which is why we have this rush for religious freedom laws. You know, Native Americans hunt eagles, all these kinds of things that are illegal, Amish buggies. But what's different here is it isn't the government that's doing the bad thing. It's business saying, my religious rights are offended.
Very
so,
interesting.
And you
very
stop people.
Indeed.
It is. It's all this complex legal stuff. And fixed in this are the anti-gay forces who have used this so cleverly.
And in Arkansas, there is a connection to the consolidation of power by state government because some of those who are supporting this in Arkansas today are the same ones who supported a bill which ultimately was, I believe, not signed by the governor but went into law, which basically forbids towns to pass their own anti-discrimination ordinances.
Yeah.
The other thing is that now for the, what's today, Wednesday? So for 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Governor Pence has gotten up and said, we're going to modify the law. I want to modify the law so that we don't discriminate against anyone. And I have no idea how you do that without diluting what you're trying to do in the first place.
Well, that's what many of the legislators.
That's
in,
what the
in,
Democratic legislators are saying.
Yes. In,
but they're
in
not
going
to let him up. Believe me, they're not going to let them.
I think they're enjoying, as you.
Well, no, I think
agree,
even Republican. But also, even the Republican legislators are saying, "Don't," because once you do that, then you're taking away what you were supposed to be passing in the first place.
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
which shows their intent.
Right.
I have a question, which we will reward with a T-shirt.
What?
Wow, I didn't know we did that.
Well, we're starting.
Are we allowed to do that?
Why not?
What kind of T-shirt?
You know,
are you asking Rosemary? Are you going to give her a shirt?
No, the two birds. And the question is, what song did we sing in Boy Scout camp, in 10 Mile River Boy Scout camp, that has to do with this case?
This may not be worth a T-shirt.
Okay.
Never went to Boy Scout camp. I never sang a song in Boy Scout camp. Let me point that
is
out.
Eligible to get into this.
Has to do with this case.
The contest ends. Only one winner, please. And the contest ends when I say it does.
Okay, this really is like an April Fool's edition.
No,
I gotta go.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Serious.
All right, let's we'll ponder that.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and we'll come back. And we love hearing from you. And if you know what Alan's talking about, by all means, please write to us. Roundtable@WAMC.org. Roundtable@WAMC.org. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Elms College, Chicopee, Massachusetts, working to educate students with their core values of faith, community, justice, and excellence, elms.edu. And Hudson Valley Foot Associates, podiatric physicians and surgeons treating foot problems with offices in Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, Orange, and Delaware counties, hvfa.com.
And it really didn't go as planned. She's an apparition and she dreams of a foreign land. There's a world outside if you want it. There's a place in the stars and the soul. There's a world outside. When I'm off the junction and I'm running out of PMA, she can keep a secret even better than the CIA.
Good morning. Welcome back to our roundtable discussion this morning. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, and Ray Graff join us this morning. They make up the panel, and you do too. Roundtable at WAMC.org. I just want to talk a little bit about Arkansas and the, because we've been really focusing in on, once again, on Indiana and talking about what's been going on there. But and Ray mentioned a little bit about what was happening in Indiana. But in Arkansas. The bill in Arkansas is similar to the Indiana law, with both diverging in certain respects from the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That act was passed in 1993 and signed into law by President Bill Clinton, Arkansas's most famous political son. But the political context has changed widely since then. The law was spurred by an effort to protect Native Americans in danger of losing their jobs because, we mentioned this earlier, because of religious ceremonies that involved an illegal drug, peyote. Now the backdrop is often perceived to be the cultural division over same-sex marriage. Both states allow for larger corporations, if they are substantially owned by members with strong religious convictions, to claim that a ruling or mandate violates their religious faith, something reversed for individuals or family businesses and other versions of the law.
I don't know what to add to that.
Well, I mean, so what do you think, what is the wisdom in Arkansas than saying, sort of seeing the writing on the wall and knowing what they're walking into, right? And then passing it on that very, on this very day. I guess that was my thing I don't quite understand.
Arkansas always was an advanced and enlightened state.
I ain't going there. I ain't going there.
Okay, political scientist, do you understand why you would see the writing on the wall of you know, that this is a troublesome, no matter what the political points that you get if it passes, is it worth it going through it at that particular time, or do you figure let them, if we go on their coattails, we fight this fight together?
There is no question that what's going on here is political in the bad sense of the word, as you suggest. They're all trying to outdo each other. So homophobic rises to the top of the pile for these folks. And we had an interesting question from Michael, who says, how does the bakery guy know his customer is gay? Does he ask first before he serves him or her? Ridiculous.
Well, the question why that comes up is because there was a case where a gay couple went to have a bakery make a wedding cake for them, and they refused to make
it.
That's
how they knew. What if a guy comes in and the guy thinks he's gay, just thinks he's gay, and says, I'm not going to, you know, because of stereotypes and all, I'm not going to serve this guy because I think he's gay and I object to that. So Michael makes a good point, I think. Kenny G, yeah.
Not oh, the no, same one. Did you go back to Michael? Did you, yeah. You still have Michael's thing there?
I did. I just said, didn't
no,
I?
No, but did you read the second part of it?
Oh, P.S. Alan, rise and shine and give God your glory, glory is the song from 10 Mile River Breakfast. No.
Okay. All right.
No, and Kenny G answered that too, you know.
Yeah.
He said, Alan, I went to TMR, 10 Mile River, mostly Kanata, the Brooklyn kosher camp from 1958 to 62, and I have no idea what song you're talking about. Yeah. Well, the phones are still open, folks.
Welcome to the club.
All right. Were there any other letters there? Song?
Yeah. Oh, the song? No. Not
okay.
The song.
No, is there any other letters?
And yes, there's one from David who says, is it true that Amtrak is rerouting trains around Indiana? Get it?
I
you get it? That they're being reactive too to this terrible law.
He's asking that.
I have not.
Truthfully, correct?
I do not know.
Dan, who is a veteran of the Pacific War, World War II, says, Joe et al., please mention that today is an important day, April 1st, 1945, anniversary of the invasion of Okinawa, 12,000 plus casualties, including 5,000 Navy personnel killed, mostly by kamikazes. Okay, and let's see here. From Stephen, I'd like to hear the panel discuss one question, that is, does a person with a religious objection to someone's behavior have the right, based on their religious conviction, to decline to participate in that behavior? Is there no place for religious conscience in America? Okay, that was two questions.
Well, there is room for that, and that's why this is such an interesting question. You have several rights colliding, the rights of people not to be discriminated against and the right of people to practice their religion. That's always the best ethical and legal issues. So,
and Howard says, what's so disingenuous about Pence saying, and here's a hint, Pence saying that the law does not discriminate, is that the photo of him signing the law is that he was surrounded by openly homophobic legislators.
All right. I just want to quickly go back to David's letter and say that David was asking about Amtrak. Amtrak has stopped their service. It actually stops today between Indianapolis and Chicago. But the reason is has nothing to do with this law. The policy being drafted by the Federal Railroad Administration can make it impossible for some states to keep their Amtrak routes running because of federal funding with the Department of Transportation. So it is a new federal policy that is leading Indiana to end their Chicago-Indianapolis Amtrak route, but does not have anything to do with
okay.
this law. So just a clarification on that. But it does end today. Okay, so let's take a break. We will be back and continue our conversation. We welcome your thoughts. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Alan Chartok, Ray Graff, Rosemary Armeo, I'm Joe Donahue, and we welcome you to join in on the fun. And isn't it fun? You want to join in. Roundtable at WAMC.org, also WAMC.org/roundtable. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel this morning. It's very nice to have you aboard. Roundtable at WAMC.org, roundtable at WAMC.org. We have lots of letters. People do weird things for a T-shirt. let's go into the letters and then we'll go on to other topics because we have a lot of important stuff to discuss.
Ryan says, there is room for religious expression in America, but what it seems most Christians think is that if we allow gay marriage in this country, it means that Christians are essentially participating in the act itself. It's an absurd line of thinking. Jesus never said that if someone else does something wrong, you have to pay for it. In fact, I think that's reflected in the comments of the new pope, the relatively new pope, number one. But I disagree with one line here. I don't know enough about this, but he says, but what it seems most Christians think, I don't know that most Christians think about this that way. In other words, most Christians, that we allow gay marriage in this country means Christians are essentially participating. I don't think most Christians
It would go along with the idea that Jesus died for our sins. He didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. He took over the sins of others. So I can see his point.
Oh, can you? Okay. And then Paul says, another thought on German wings. One of your commentators yesterday hit it right, I think, assuming the co-pilot was truly suicidal, not being entirely sure he really did say, I want people to remember me when I'm gone, or whatever the girlfriend said. If he was intent on killing himself, he probably was not really thinking about the others on the plane. He really just wanted to die, and the commentator said yesterday, end his pain. And then he said, people who kill themselves used to be condemned as selfish because they leave family and friends behind. The person who does it is far beyond that, that the other people in their lives don't enter the equation. And Pat says, we need not only freedom of religion, but also freedom from religion. That's from Patricia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hello, panel, says Maxine. If a business such as a bakery won't serve me because I'm gay, I would tell all my friends straight and gay and let my friends decide whether or not to patronize that business. If a place chooses not to serve my gay friend, I would think twice before I patronized it. And Joseph says, identifying an issue that incites religious prejudice is vital to identifying manipulative politicians who will carve out sentiments that are backward and grounded in persecution, hatred, and fear to take power and impose the religion on all of us. And okay, so also from Ruth, why don't we change all laws to civil unions and all benefits such as SSI inheritance to be based on civil unions? Marriage can then be relegated to each religion or other as members see fit. Okay, I'm not reading the whole thing because it goes on. Me and Elvis tweeted, morality is an appendage of fear, honors evil as it replaces conscience, as must all Bible-based religions do. This is mental illness, historically. And let's
see. Morality is mental illness?
Morality is an appendage of fear, honors evil as it replaces conscience, as most slash all Bible-based religions do. This is mental illness, historically. That's what he said, and I'm just reading it. Okay, Michelle says, Jesus was a radical activist who washed the feet of lepers and uses a word I don't think we use on the radio here, means prostitutes, and preached tolerance, inclusion, and love. Anyone who invokes him to discriminate is backing the social conventions of man and not Christian religious teachings. Jesus would totally sell a gay wedding cake. And
I like that image.
Yes,
yeah, and he turned one into several, which is pretty impressive, actually.
he cut down on the labor costs, you know, by so much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I keep getting things from David Gustina, which are messing up the continuity of it.
Gustina.
He's got all the stuff in the media project, you know, so it's very hard. So I probably
sends them to you. You read them. Oh, sorry.
I don't read them. I just get them.
His people read them for him.
Yes, my people do. Yes. R says, there's an old saying that says, he who does not remember the past is destined to repeat it. Once upon a time, a business owner used to be able to say that serving a black person was against their beliefs. Sadly, this new law in Arkansas and Indiana can make this possible again.
May I just
point
out that we already have, because people have been bringing up the bakery and all of this other stuff, we have the Chick-fil-A case. So Chick-fil-A comes out, they have a very conservative CEO, Dan Cathy. He comes out and says, we're not going to support gay marriage, we're not going to support gays, we don't really need your business, we're fine. And everyone went nuts. So
he didn't say they wouldn't serve gays, though. He just
Well, they were going to be closed. He said
that, boycott away, if you wish.
Yes, if you want to boycott, then that's fine, and right. We won't serve you, and that's fine. And then their sales plummeted, absolutely plummeted.
Excellent.
So, and then people said nothing. People said, okay, well, we're not going to go there, and this is enough. Well, wait a beat for a year, and then Dan Cathy comes out and says, you know, I have grown as a person. I am not. I have had a moment, and as all of us become more wise as time goes by, he said, and they have completely reversed themselves. They said our business is open and welcome to anyone, and I made a mistake by mixing business and my personal political philosophy.
Well, so somebody learned something.
And
did their sales go back up?
And their sales are back up.
Oh, that's amazing.
So
I still don't go to them.
I don't go either.
I don't trust.
I didn't even know it existed.
They don't have them around here, do they?
They don't have them around here. It was one of my favorite restaurants when I lived in Philly. But they're mostly down in the South.
Virginia, where I've lived. Yeah.
And they're great. But then I stopped going because
we have a series of cars. Denny's had some trouble too. They were not good to
African Americans,
yeah. And so was Cracker Barrel had problems too. And you're right that the way to deal with these when you disagree, if you're Christians and you really want to participate, is to not give your business to people. Do you go to Hobby Lobby? I would never go to Hobby Lobby.
Should we buy the New York Post?
What does it discriminate against women?
Well, it's a pretty right-wing thing, so you might want to...
Well, I think you can buy... I mean, I think that's different than having...
Is that the rule?
Well, I think it's different than having a political... You know, if you have a political ideology that you don't believe in and you don't want to... either support it or read about it. But if you're looking in a case here where there is a business practice that you do not adhere to.
Religious groups do this all the time. Remember when Disney was getting trouble because supposedly it had homosexual messages embedded in its cartoons?
So. Well, there are many more of these letters, Joe. We've gotten the flavor. Jack wants to say the question is why no one addressing the elephant in the room that anti-gay sentiments, in quotes, are not religious issues of religious freedom any more than anti-black sentiments were and often still are religious issues. They are institutionalized bigotry and nothing more. Actually, Jack, we did have another letter saying precisely that. So,
I mean, there are strictures supposedly in the Bible and elsewhere against homosexuality, whereas there's nothing
Leviticus.
That says be mean to black people. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to...
And to slavery, by the way.
Exactly, yes, yeah. Yes.
So every day we get another nugget. Every day we get just something a little bit more, and and you just think, really?
Wow.
What?
German wings.
So now Lufthansa, who is the parent company, the overlord company of German Wings, is now saying, yes, they knew of the pilot's severe depression, I don't want to. Influence the jury on this, but this, a week ago, this guy was crying, saying, how could this happen? We had no idea. And now they're saying, oh, okay, we knew about this. So I don't know how that happens.
All I know is this is all adding up to one of the most monumental lawsuits that you have ever seen in your whole life, the fact that they're coming across with this. And some lawyer up there on their board or something has told them, you better come clean now.
Yeah, I don't believe that they knew it the minute the accident happened. I think that they did a lot of searching, and suddenly it's coming out in the records that, this guy did admit it.
Okay, but they knew in 2009 when they hired him that he had a severe episode of depression, and they still hired him.
He was cleared to fly.
Yes,
and remember,
cleared
that's
to fly.
Based,
to fly.
As I understand it, it's
important.
Based on a yes or no with no comments from the agency that accredits the flyers. And so they're not saying, well, yes, but... Keep your eyes out for this. It's a yes or no. And as I understand it, and I may be wrong, he was treated for this before he was hired by Lufthansa.
You are absolutely correct, and I agree with you, and you are absolutely correct. The question this raises is, does that not put at least some burden upon a company to then look during the yearly checkups to monitor that situation to see where we're going? Yesterday, when we were talking about this, we were going under the assumption that the company knew nothing about it and they were going to try to fill in these blanks, and how would they know? But if they knew there was a background and then you were looking from year to year for the checkups, is it not incumbent upon them to see where that is in this current state?
Right. Yes. The answer is short and simple, yes, Alan is right. The value of the lawsuit here has gone up immeasurably.
Their insurance, they've set aside $300 million already for this.
They may want to tack a little more onto that. The other thing they found was someone's cell phone that had the passenger had sat in the seat and recorded chaos on the plane as they realized what's going on.
As of this morning... At least on CNN, which I had on near my desk this morning, the officials were denying that that video exists.
Two news organizations have it and talked about it but did not show it.
Mm.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, Tom wrote and said, no sane person would buy the New York Post.
Best sports section in New York.
All right.
By the way, there are a lot of letters. I just can't read them all. There are so many.
Do we have anything on the pilot?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, not yet. No.
We're all on the song.
On the song, okay. I'll tell you the name
Pete's
of the song.
Sake.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Drum roll.
All right. Now, can you set it up? Because I think most people who heard the original one have left.
Okay. So I said we were discussing Indiana and Governor Pence. Remember?
Okay.
Yes.
And then a lot of people called in with silly, things about what this, and I said, name the song that we sang at 10 Mile River at Camp Manhattan, the good camp. This is Camp Queens, Camp Brooklyn, Camp Manhattan.
Right.
And the song is, I've got sixpence, jolly, jolly sixpence. I've got sixpence to last me all my life. I've got twopence to spend and 2 pence to lend, and 2 pence to send home to my wife, sweet wife. Governor Pence, 2 pence.
Jeez.
That's what it was. But then somebody here had another Pence song, didn't you guys? Somebody came up with another.
We had a couple of different things. But
sing a song of 6 pence.
Pocket full of rye.
Pocket full of rye. Yeah.
Bottle full of.
But
rye.
That wasn't what
you
I was.
You have a really strange mind, Alan.
Yes, he does.
Thank you.
Yes, he does. And thank you for that.
Can I have another?
we'll be back.
Support for WAMC comes from Harbrook Fine Windows, Doors, and Hardware, featuring bronze architectural and decorative hardware by Rocky Mountain, made in America, showroom 47 Railroad Avenue, Albany, harbrook.com. Skidmore Departments of Music and Dance, presenting Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty with 80 dancers and 73 musicals at Zankel, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, skidmore.edu/Zankel. And Durant's Party Rentals, 4 locations in the Hudson Valley and Connecticut, proud supporters of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, durantsparty.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Rosemary Armeo is here. So is Ray Graff, Alan Chartok, and we welcome your comments. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Oh, what 24 hours can do. Let's talk about Trevor Noah. So Trevor Noah was announced to be the new host of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart on Monday. The Daily Show responding to Jon Stewart's announcement in February that he was going to be leaving the show after 17 years of service. And they put out the call, and they picked up a young man by the name of Trevor Noah, 31 years old, from South Africa, of mixed race, a black mother from Soweto and a German-Swiss father. White father, because of apartheid was actually separated from his parents. He could not live with them because he was, he says, born a crime. A fascinating backstory that influences much of his comedy. So the announcement comes out, and people, and I will admit, I went online and started looking up some of his routines and thought, well, this is a very funny young man who seems to be, you know, really good. Well, then they went through his Twitter history, really far back in his Twitter history, about 7, 8, 9 years in some cases, and looked at different things that he had said over the years that were seemed to be racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic. The question being, do you give a comedian more slack than you do someone who is a politician or a journalist, or which is a weird situation? I was talking to my class last night about this, because it's a weird situation because so many people get their news from The Daily Show.
Sure. Well, so, Jesse Jackson said Jaime Town. Did you forget? Did people forgive him? Probably not. Just went just a long time
said
ago.
Said it off the record to a bunch of reporters, and a black reporter reported it. So it was very controversial. I am opposed to this guy. Was opposed to him before I even heard about Twitter, because once again, why is it not a woman? And this is so illustrative to me. This is a guy who was on the show three times. And if you look at his routines, he didn't do monologues. He did dialogues with Jon Stewart.
Yes.
So that's all he did. So on the basis of that, he gets picked and he goes, oh, I'm so honored. Oh, man, I need to drink, but I'm in Dubai where there's no alcohol. Makes a joke about it. A woman on the show who's been there, what's her name? Williams is her last name. She's been there since 2012, has done numerous routines. There's a movement to put the woman in because there are no women in late night comedy in the top spots. And she goes, oh, no, I'm not qualified. This is why women don't get ahead. Once again, why are we picking between a minority and a woman? It should have been the woman who had that job. So I was sort of glad that he got into a little trouble over this, only I read the tweets and really, what is he in trouble for? He made some jokes. They're not that bad.
Ridiculous. To me, they're nothing worse than is done on the show.
Absolutely.
On the show already nightly. To everybody. Not
this is
just
like when Colbert is invited to do a roast at the White House Correspondents'
right.
Dinner. He rips apart the government, the Bush government. It was hysterically funny, and then they get mad at him because he ripped apart the Bush government, which is exactly what he was assigned to do. Comedy is not friendly. It offends.
Comedy is
and
not
that's
pretty.
What, that's Steve right.
Martin. I don't know. No, let me just be against you on this if I can.
Well, you're going to be sorry you ever said that phrase.
Now, a couple of things. I want to make sure I get this right. So you said if you're picking between the black guy.
Yeah,
and
we
the,
always, and the, in our government.
Excuse me, I'm not through with the question.
Okay, I just want to set it up for you, Alan, so that you're, you know, you're. Pin against me will be more effective. But we always, in politics, in business, and now even in comedy, it's always a choice between you can have either a woman or you can have a black or other minority. And consistently,
we did pick
the man.
Now, let me just interrupt for a moment, if I may, because we're running out of time here.
Yeah, I want to get my rant in.
There's a difference between... I mean, we have a president of the United States who happens to be black, and we chose that president who is black over a woman who is white.
Right.
Was that a wrong choice?
That's not the issue. Once again, you're diverting it.
But you
the
said,
issue
no,
is why
it.
Is that the choice? Why is that the choice I have to make?
I only know what you said, and I hold you responsible for what you said.
I have nothing more to say.
You've said enough.
Can I just ask, without in my attempt to try to prolong the rant, was it not though? From my understanding, just as you said, that the two women that were approached, Samantha Bee and the other woman that you mentioned, both turned down
the
job.
Go, oh no, we're really underqualified. We can't fill Jon Stewart's shoes, which is a problem women have. They don't say, oh, I'd love to give it a shot.
Okay, but if
which
you
is
don't
what
have
Trevor Noah did, who's untried.
But it may be post hoc propter hoc. We don't really know, as Cuomo used to say. In other words. Yeah, post hoc, propter hoc. You didn't take Latin? No.
It's a cam song. We used to sing.
Yeah.
Girl Scout cam.
Propter hoc, which means that you make it up after the fact. So after they passed her over, she said, right?
I don't
she
believe
said,
that. No, there was a campaign, a Twitter campaign to recruit her, and she went on that. So it was still the guy had not been picked yet.
No, she said, "Oh no."
Well,
I'm
by
so
the way, they
qualified.
Weren't. At no time were they looking to. I don't think at any time were they looking to hire from within. I think this even he only started in December. Jon Stewart made his announcement in January, February.
Right.
So I think they were bringing people in that they were going
to
that they were looking over to see
who
are possibilities, sort of on the job training more than more than picking from the bench.
I do love that they went out of the box. They have an international. They have a fresh face. So I think that's kind of cool.
Does
I
anybody
just wish
here
it had
think,
been a woman.
Does anybody here think that anti-Semitism or anti, you know, anti black or anti or homophobia is funny? I don't think it's funny.
Well, I don't think it's funny, but I wouldn't
classify
this.
Any of those. Right.
No. I mean, I think they're jokes. And
well, you said anti-Semitic. I didn't read it. So
no, I'm saying that that the jokes were labeled as. That's what there was some controversy.
The subject of them were Jews, black people being arrested, I think, and fat white women.
Right.
Which is kind of funny.
Which
as one of those, I can say that didn't offend me. I thought it was funny.
Also, I find that, you look at the culture and you're talking to a South African comedian who was tweeting these from Dubai.
Exactly.
In 2008, that there, you know, perhaps are different cultural
Am I the only one in this room who doesn't think that the show was all that hilarious ever and doesn't care if it's all that hilarious in the future? And
yes, you are.
I think you are. I think you are.
I just don't get it.
Way important to young
Why?
People. My students don't John listen Stewart, to Brian
there was
Williams.
There was a double standard at John Stewart. When he brought some big news in, he's a journalist. But when he said something off color or whatever, oh, it's okay. It's a comedy show. You cannot have it both ways. Is
he
it a comedy
have it
show?
Both ways.
And it's
no,
not.
He
it's
did
not,
have it both
who made
ways.
That rule? You can't have it both ways. That's the
that's
Ray
right.
Graff rule. I don't that's think right. that's true.
No, it's a comedy show or it's not a comedy
I'm against
show.
You.
I never was overly amused by it.
By the
him.
Way, he never ever said that it was anything but a comedy show. It was the he. In fact, when anyone said that it was a new
but
show.
But let's not put too much importance on The Daily Show and who is the host or is not the
well,
host.
Well, Rosemary
it
makes
is
the
a
point.
Show.
I think it's way important because that is where young people important. Got news. And he did do solid journalism many times, as does John Oliver.
Yes.
They do.
John Oliver and even Bill Maher to some extent. So I think it does matter, and I think because it has the audience that it has. Now, will it have the audience under the new guy? Don't
Who
know.
Cares?
Yeah.
Well, we'll end with that phrase. Who cares?
Could I just have one last saying?
Yes.
I've got sixpence, Johnny.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Out of control.
All right. We'll be. We'll continue our
it's the last,
fun tomorrow.
It's the last panel, people. April Fool.
You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.